expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and I'm saying hello again. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we're here in the studio in Paterson, New Jersey, bringing you our urban story. Miss Diamond, say
yes,
hello to
hello
our
everyone.
Friends.
Welcome aboard. Today is Saturday, October 26, 2019, and it's great to be back in the studio. It's challenging doing the show on the road or remotely.
It is.
Because of all the noise. You know, particularly last week we were in Queens, where Bernie Sanders had a rally, and he had AOC there, Michael Moore, from what I understand, and we had our Trump troops out there on the other side, and I think the rally was very successful. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Oh, my thoughts are it was a wonderful rally. The Trump supporters, and not only Trump supporters, patriots of America showed up, because we know who Bernie Sanders is. We know that he believes in communism. Mm-hmm. We know who AO Crazy is. We know that she's a socialist. Mm-hmm. And they're not there to promote the values and the principles of America. They're there to try to convince people that the remake of America in a godless, socialistic, Marxist, communist image would be beneficial for the people. Well, I think there was an estimate of maybe how many of the people showed up to hear them.
I think Bernie had a good crowd of at least a couple of thousand.
Yes,
that's
a couple
really
of thousand.
That's really good for a Democrat.
But
for a Democrat.
Thank God it wasn't in the millions.
No.
It wasn't in the hundreds of thousands. And we hope that our presence there changed some of the minds of some of the people who were in attendance. You know, because socialism, communism, Marxism, and secular humanism isn't what this country was founded upon, isn't what made this country great. And it's a dangerous, they're dangerous ideologies.
Absolutely. A couple of housekeeping things before we go on. Next Sunday is the big date, November 3rd. We will be in Randolph, Massachusetts at Lombardo's, an elegant fine dining banquet hall. I mean, weddings, all kinds of events are held there. Beautiful. It's only $60, and you can get the tickets on the Norfolk, help me out, Barbara, Norfolk County Republican Committee's website.
Yes.
And tell us, Barbara, who's going to be there.
Oh, well, you go ahead and tell them.
Well, you're going to be there.
Yes.
We are going to have copies of your fabulous book, your memoir titled Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem, which was endorsed by Mark Levin on Facebook and on Twitter.
Yes.
Corey Lewandowski will be there. And for those who don't know who he is, he was the Trump campaign manager for the 2016 historic run for Donald Trump. And finally, Jim Lyons, who is the Massachusetts chair, GOP chair in Massachusetts, he will be one of the keynote speakers as well. Barbara, what are your feelings about this event next Sunday?
The spirit of America. I just can't wait to celebrate because I love America. I love that theme, the spirit of America. I mean, we have some tremendous things that are going on, tremendous. We have a tremendous history in America. And to celebrate it is what is needed at this time.
Thank you, Barbara. This Saturday, October 26, 2019, we are a few days away not only from the great event next Sunday, again, Spirit of America, held at Lombardo's, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's not going to be a long time, but it will be historic. With
yes,
Corey Lewandowski, Barbara from Harlem, Jim Lyons. This is going to be a fabulous event for only $60.
And patriots from all over, you know, the state of Massachusetts,
exactly.
New Hampshire, and America.
And Friday, before we attend that event, on Friday we're going to be at a luncheon, I think, being held by Hal Shurtleff of Camp Constitution.
Yes.
So that's going to be exciting as well. Barbara, you want to quote, therefore, the Constitution, from the Constitution?
Well, I know we have to get into our subject matter. And let me read this from Benjamin Franklin. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. I just wanted to say that those people attending the rally to hear Bernie Sanders and A.O. Crazy and Michael Moore, whomever he is, those people evidently need a master. Those people don't realize that, you're in a free land. And in a free land, you should have the liberties and the freedoms that you have. And we have countless Americans who have died for the liberties and freedoms. Going to see, I call him Beanie Sanders. Mm-hmm. Commie Beanie Sanders, because he's a communist. Mm-hmm. They want to be the masters of people. They don't want people to exercise their rights to freedom and liberty. That's why we were out there last Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's why we showed our faces. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Diamond, I'm so proud of her because she carried the program all the way through. Because I was busy being on the loudspeaker trying to tell people, wake up. Mm-hmm. Wake up. The people that you're here to see are dangerous to America. They're dangerous to America, for America, and for free Americans. We don't want to be slaves in a land of freedom. And that's what I think.
And I think our message was penetrating. There weren't that many of us. But what was interesting about the Trump supporters, it was a true mixture. We had Latino. We had Asian, Black, of course, we're African American. We had white. It was a great mixture of people. Now, coming out of Bernie Sanders' rally,
right,
it was
on.
Predominantly white, like white college students.
Absolutely.
Who are being taught by leftist professors that socialism is better than capitalism. Well, it took capitalism and the free market to enable their parents to get money to pay for those expensive tuitions at Harvard, Stanford, NYU and Columbia, where they're being taught that socialism is better, although we see the example in Venezuela. And people have this idea, when socialism, there's equality. Well, let me ask
there is
you
not.
A couple of questions. Number one, do you think Maduro in Venezuela is equally sharing in the suffering with the people of Venezuela?
No.
Do you think during the 1980s with the Soviet Union, where you had, the Soviet leaders, the Politburo, riding around in Mercedes and eating well, while the average Russian stood on the bread line, do you think that was fair?
No.
The average Chinese peasant barely eating while Mao Zedong gains more weight driving in expensive cars. So what my point of saying that is, socialism does not bring equality. Remember that. If you're being told by your professor that it does, he or she is lying to you.
I absolutely
want to just go over some notes that I had written for last week's program that I didn't get to because the rally, and then we talked a lot about in the 3:30 hour about the fake impeachment inquiry. It is fake because it is not constitutional. Article 1, Section 2 states that the House of Representatives, they have the sole power to impeach. The House of Representatives choose the Speaker of the House, officers, and they have the sole power of impeachment. Why is this important? Because that means that the entire House needs to vote. Right now, this impeachment was launched solely by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House.
And I think Schiff.
Well, Schiff is the chair of the House Intelligence
Absolutely,
Committee.
Right.
But Nancy Speaker Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, which means his Democrats are in control. She basically she's very powerful in the House, and she's a leader of the Democrats in the House. But it is not in the hands of Speaker Pelosi. It is not in the hands of Adam Schiff, the chair of the Intelligence Committee, nor in the hands of Jerry Nadler, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, if I have that correct. It is in the hands of the entire House. What Nancy Pelosi wants to do is spare those Democrats who are in red districts, districts that voted for Donald Trump in 2016. She doesn't want them to say yay for impeachment when they're going to pay the price at the polls.
Well, my summing up of it all is it's illegal, it's unconstitutional. And the people of every district in America, they need to be on the phone calling their representative, whether they're Democrat, whether they're Republican, and demanding that this insanity stops. There are no high crimes or treason on the part of our president.
Right.
Once the Russian, what is it, witch hunt,
yep,
fell flat, they wanted to come up with something else. Now, if the president of Ukraine has said that Donald Trump did nothing that was illegal, the matter should have been dropped. But their obsession with trying to dethrone our president, who was put on the throne of the White House, mm-hmm, by we the people.
Right.
And they're doing everything they can because they have this obsession with hatred. Mm-hmm. Now, they're not doing it for the betterment of the country. Because, number one, he's done nothing wrong. No treason, no high crimes, no low crimes. They hate him more than they love the country, more than they even honor their role as representatives of we the people. That's the bottom line of all of this. And I'm praying that very soon it falls flat on its face, because she cannot prolong bringing those Democrats from red areas into the mix.
Absolutely. She's trying to protect them. She doesn't want them to go on the record supporting
impeachment. Well, this is not going anyplace.
Right.
Because unless it's done by the Constitution, although they want to ignore the Constitution, but they have to go to the Senate also.
Correct. Impeachment, if there were going to be an impeachment, the impeachment has to be voted by the entire House. There
Absolutely.
Are articles of impeachment that the House has to vote on. What Nancy Pelosi is trying to do is shield those Democrats who are vulnerable.
Well, we understand that. We understand that. I know.
The second part is that if it goes to impeachment, then there will be a trial or a hearing in the Senate.
In the Senate, that's correct. And yet she's not going to get the votes in the Senate. But, you know, John Adams said something that's applicable to what's going on. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. That rules the Democrats out, really. That's why they're ignoring the Constitution. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That first sentence, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. Where is the morality of the Democratic Party? They're insisting on murdering babies. I don't think that that's moral. I know it's against what God says, because he says life is sacred. They're pushing for unnatural unions. I don't think that that's moral, and I don't think that that falls under the category of the religion, the Judeo-Christian religion that was the basis of this country. So, as far as I can see, they need to be reined in by whatever legal manners can be done. They need to be reined in because they have become immoral, and they have rejected any religious beliefs and founding of this country wholeheartedly.
Correct. You're absolutely right. This thing, though, what's going to happen, and next week we're going to be actually in Massachusetts, as we've stated, we'll be in the Boston area.
Yes.
Next week, big things are going to be happening in terms of the investigation being done by Attorney General William Barr.
Yes.
John Durham, if I have his name correctly.
Right.
The investigation is now turned into a criminal investigation.
Amen.
Today about General Mike. His attorney is supposed to be thrown out because the 302s, those are the FBI uses, they were apparently in an attempt, it appears to me, to frame to frame Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who served this country honorably. So it's going to be very interesting, and I believe the Inspector General's report is coming out shortly. It will not be, from my understanding, greatly redacted, so there will be a lot of information. It's clear that this impeachment inquiry is, at this point, is a hoax.
It is.
It's to distract us, because this the attempt to stop President Trump before he became president, after became president, was directed from the highest levels. That is clear.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and you know, we have so many things that need to be investigated. That Russian dossier? The FISA warrants. Look at all of these things that happen that are not within our legal system. They're not legal. You know, I mean, and the spying on the Trump campaign. It's very unfortunate that these people have such an obsession that they have forgotten that, you know, they don't believe in religion. They don't believe in God. Nancy Pelosi had "In God We Trust" taken down from a building, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is our president is due respect. And not only that, the people who voted for him are due some respect. You know, I read somewhere where in 2005, Hillary Clinton, according to Dick Morris, said that Democrats are easy to be manipulated and they're rather basically stupid. And I think that might, well, if she never challenged it. But the bottom line is I'm believing more and more that people like Nancy Pelosi and some of the others, Nadler and all of them, believe that most of Americans are stupid and they can't figure out how to get out of a paper bag if it's open on both ends. Well, that's not the case. And we're sick and tired of what's going on because it's un-American. This is not Russia. And we don't need masters.
Absolutely. I just want to read a tweet from one of my buddies on Twitter. He says, quote, "It was a bad day Friday for Democrats as the U.S. Attorney General John Durham's probe has now become a criminal probe looking into the origins of the Russia investigation."
It's about time. It's about time. It's overdue.
Absolutely overdue. I wanted to mention that I didn't get to last week the story of that the State Department has completed its internal investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of private emails. The State Department found over 500 violations. It says here 588 violations were found and 38 people could face criminal charges. That is huge. The State Department has found over 500 violations regarding Hillary Clinton's use of private emails.
And that's, you know, huge. Everything she's been saying about our president, he's done a lot of impeachable things and blah, blah, is going to come back to haunt her. You know, when you dig a pit for someone, dig two because you're going to fall in it.
Absolutely.
And it's her time is past due. Benghazi was bad enough. What does she say at the Benghazi here? What difference does it make? Mm-hmm. 4 lives lost. It makes no difference. Mm. You know, that's why this party doesn't mind killing babies. Because as far as they're concerned, what does it matter? But it does matter that America is shedding blood on the soil of a country founded by those who wanted religious freedom. It makes a big difference. You know, it was Mother Teresa said that the nation that slaughters or kills its baby in the womb has lost its soul.
Absolutely.
And that's what these Democrats are pushing for, a godless United States of America. That's what they want. And they don't, it doesn't make any difference to them. But, you know, I always said to myself that Benghazi that happened on 9/11, it has not gone away and it will never go away. And remember on 9/11 when she got very ill and passed out. And I've said to myself that day that those 4 men's souls, you know, will always be remembered and she will pay for that.
Absolutely. A lot going on with this investigation. The nexus, the ties are going to come together. You know, Mark Levin, I watched his Life, Liberty, and Levin. And he went painstakingly through this whole impeachment inquiry and how the Republicans in 1998 treated Bill Clinton.
Totally different.
President Clinton at that time, he was given due process rights. His attorney was given access to the hearing. They were there, based on what I'm learning from Mark Levin. And even in 1972, when Richard Nixon was impeached, how the Democrats treated him much better than how they're treating Trump.
Well,
and Richard Nixon actually committed a crime.
Absolutely. Lindsey Graham did all that also. Lindsey Graham had a press conference, and he showed the difference between the Clinton impeachment and the Nixon impeachment. What they're doing now is totally unjustified, unfair, ungodly, and un-American.
Mm-hmm.
To sum it up.
Yep.
It's totally un-American. Lindsey Graham stood up there, took questions from the press, and let everyone know the difference between the impeachment. And Clinton did commit a crime. What he did, we know what he did. Nixon was guilty. You know, people like Hillary Clinton, who, you know, there are a lot of bodies that associated with her and her husband, keep saying that our president deserves to be impeached, but they never mention one crime that he's committed. Mm-hmm. That tells you that this is a bag of hot air. That tells us that they are trying to bring down his approval numbers. They're trying to smear his name and his character. But I pray that it works in the reverse, because people are drawn to the underdog. And right now, because of the attacks, our president is the underdog in this whole matter. Because, you know, Matt Gaetz and all of those representatives, Republican representatives, were very upset that Nancy Pelosi would not let them into those hearings. And they are elected representatives. Now, what does that tell you? This is illegal, unconscionable, and un-American. And if you are listening and you are part of the Democratic Party, think beyond party allegiance. Think about your country. Think about God who blessed this country, and be faithful and have your allegiance to preserving the constitutional rights, privileges, and dictates of our country as outlined in our Constitution. What they're doing is unconstitutional. And it is, and I know the whole world is laughing at what's going on in America. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff should not be shifty and nervous. Nancy shouldn't be allowed to degrade the United States of America as they're doing.
Thank you. The call-in number is 973-925-4559. Again, that's 973-925-4559. And please visit Barbara's website, which is www.barbarafromharlem.com. Please feel free to call in. Whether you agree or disagree, that's fine.
Absolutely.
Hillary Clinton yesterday was the funeral of Representative Elijah Cummings. We know for many years he represents the West Baltimore area, a very powerful congressman. But what was really interesting and a little disturbing is that Hillary Rodham Clinton compared President Trump to Ahab and his beautiful wife Melania to Jezebel. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Oh, my thoughts are, why read the Bible now? And it doesn't seem like you read the Bible when it comes to the life of a baby. That's number one. Number two, I always say, listen to what people call you, because that's who they are. I believe that her and her husband are more likened to Jezebel and her husband than our President Trump and his beautiful wife. Number one, if you read the Bible, you would not say that it's okay to kill babies. Mm-hmm. We have a pro-life first lady and president. Mm-hmm. We have a pro-Second Amendment. Things that, you know, her and her husband are totally against. They're against the life of a baby. Mm-hmm. They're against what God intended. God sanctioned one man, one woman marriage. They're against those things. Right. So if anybody represents Jezebel and her husband, it would be Hillary, and I call her Killary, and Slick Willie Clinton.
Right, exactly.
That's my take on it. Mm-hmm. And what's so embarrassing is that the Democrats don't even know how to give respect at something, you know, that should be respected as a funeral. They never let a moment pass that they don't push their agenda. And to me, that's despicable. That was as bad as Jimmy Carter and so-called Reverend Lowry at the funeral of Coretta Scott King. They don't stop with their propaganda. Now, people who are members of the Democratic Party, are these people the people that you want to represent you? Because to me, that's immoral. That's disrespectful. That's not even having respect for the dead. And, you know, for her to even try to liken our president and first lady, that's very low.
Yeah.
But it does describe her and Slick Willie.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's ridiculous to do a funeral at a funeral to be taking political shots. Hillary is so bitter. She's angry that she's not president. But thank God she was not elected. Thank God she didn't win. We were spared a lot when she lost. But it's just interesting to me that the Democrats are quoting the Bible. They're singing hymns. At the same time, lying, holding a fake
impeachment. Absolutely.
Disrespecting, totally disrespecting our Constitution, which is the document that prevents us from being a tyranny. And go ahead, please.
You know, I was just thinking, that's right. You know, they're reading the Bible now. But did they read the Bible, Romans 13, where it says give respect, give honor? You know, God allowed President Trump to be President Trump. Mm-hmm. He allowed that. Right. So did they read that in the Bible?
Right.
You know, they haven't read that thou shalt not kill. And Jesus says, suffer the little children to come unto me. Mm-hmm. He didn't say kill the little children. They didn't read that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's insane. It's unconscionable. And it's so undignified what the words that she spoke in particular. And, you know, Clinton referred to the Bible also. Right. But yet and still, the Bible means nothing when it comes to human life, social behavior. They just, whatever agenda they set in their hearts, whether it's ungodly or not, they push it, and never stop pushing. And that's a disgrace.
Before we go to break, which we'll be going to in a few minutes, I just want to point out that yesterday President Trump was awarded, he was given an award by this bipartisan justice center, and it was held at the historically black college. It's called Benedict College in South Carolina. And I congratulate President Trump for winning this bipartisan award because he signed into law, yes, the legislation, the First Step Act, which helps people get reintegrated into society after they've been in prison. This is very important for African-American men, particularly who oftentimes don't have the education, do not have the support system to go back into society.
And two black women spoke yesterday that I was watching it yesterday. One was Tanisha Bennett Bannister, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And she had spent 16 and a half years. And the other lady, unfortunately, I've forgotten her name, but she spent 22 years, I believe. And both of them spoke. And these were black women.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for him to be classified as someone so racist,
yeah,
how does this all come together? It doesn't, because he's not a racist. That was the second part of the program is step two.
Mm-hmm.
It's step one and step two.
Right.
And these two women were released. And that was a rollback of the Clinton era. and the Clinton, whatever they call it, criminal justice, whatever.
Right, gotcha.
So this was a, that's right, this was a rollback.
Right.
So we applaud our president for the wonderful work that he's doing.
Right. He was awarded at the 2019 Second Step,
Presidential
Forum.
There's a first step and there's a second step.
Hosted by the 2020 Bipartisan Justice
Center. That's right.
So a huge congratulations going out to President Trump for winning the Bipartisan Justice Award.
Amen. He deserves it.
He absolutely deserves it. I don't know when we're going to break. We'll wait a couple minutes, but we'll keep going. I just want to say that former FBI General Counsel is now cooperating. His last name is Baker. He is cooperating with AG Barr and his investigator Dunham into the origins of the Russian investigation. I want to throw that in because this is going to break wide open in the next couple of weeks in connection with the Inspector General's report, which also covers this topic and more. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be right back on the other side. Stay tuned to Our Urban Story. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
DDVRadio.com, The Blue Magazine, and that's one of the greatest and most informative magazines you could ever get, is by law enforcement personnel. Miss Diamond, you have something that you wanted to add?
Yes. I before we go back into the fake impeachment, I just want to mention there's a young boy in Texas, but age 7, by the name of James Younger. And when he saw the movie Frozen, and most of you are probably, you've heard of it at least, and it features a princess, and he liked the princess, and according to his mother, he acted, I guess, a little effeminate. But she went so far as to, now she wants to have her son become a girl. And his father is taking her to court, and he lost initially. The judge ruled that the mother could have her son change into a girl. But now the judge has backed away because the state of Texas has stepped in.
Amen.
Governor Abbott has ordered the attorney general for the state of Texas to step in and review the case. And now the judge is saying the father can have a say as well.
Absolutely.
But it's the transgender lobby and agenda is too extreme. A 7-year-old, at 7, you don't barely know your elbow from your foot. You certainly don't know what transgenderism means. And there are boys who may like dolls. There are girls who may like trucks. But that doesn't mean they want to be the opposite sex. It's called growing up. That's all it is. What? So how could a 7-year-old say or want to be a girl? And before you jump in, Barbara, I'm sorry. I just want to point out the process includes hormone shots and for this 7-year-old to be chemically castrated. That would damage this boy. He doesn't understand what's going on. He's an innocent child. It would be different if he were 21.
But the bottom line is he should be taken away from the mother like that. Because, number one, there are only two genders. Correct. I don't care what the left has to say and what they try to create in their wicked, vile imaginations. And the Bible talks about it. So it's not surprising. But to protect that child does not need to be in the care and control of someone that perverted.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Exactly.
You know,
no,
I mean,
this is just crazy. That's just,
I mean, you know, the left has become so dark. Mm-hmm. Their hearts are so darkened that their imaginations are so vile and so anti-God, they go over the top.
Right.
You have a 7-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And now you want to subject him
right
to something as inhumane as getting we don't even like to get injections to prevent diseases.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, stuff like that. God help us.
There have to be Christian, or not, you don't even have
Christians
to be a Christian.
Christians need to stand up.
But you just need to be a reasonable person who wants to help the father. Again, the governor of Texas has stepped in after the
Thank
judge
God.
For the mother. So hopefully Jay Sekulow or any of these prominent Christian-based attorneys can step in and help this father. This is patently unfair. This is child abuse. James Younger, please keep this boy in your prayers. James Younger.
Amen.
And I just pray that Jay Sekulow or whomever, I mean, if the attorney general is not able to help, something has to be done because this is flat out child abuse.
And see, that's another reason why our president is so hated, because he's appointing judges who have good sense, judges who have a moral conscience. See, this judge is one of those with a dark heart. To initially say that the mother could do something like that to a 7, that is child abuse. That is torture.
That's what it is. Yeah.
So that's another reason why the left hates our president, because he's putting judges on the bench who have a conscience, who have a moral compass. I don't even like to use the word conservative because, you know, I mean, you know, whatever. But we can use the word conservative if you want to. But they're conservative and they have a moral conscience.
Right.
You know. And that's why even they were talking about impeaching Judge Kavanaugh.
Right.
Because they don't want anyone that has a relationship with God mm-hmm. on any court mm-hmm. in any state in America. And please, those of you listening to the sound of our feeble voices, let's not let that happen. Let's stand up for people who have a moral conscience, because character does count.
Thank you. Yeah, so let's keep James Younger in our prayers.
Amen.
You had Donald Trump Jr. tweeting about it as well.
Yes.
But that's just patently unfair. The transgender movement has gotten out of control.
Especially when they're competing against women in sports.
That's extremely
unfair.
Insane. Where are the women's movements that fought for women to be able, I think it's Title VI or Title IV, to be able to participate in sports, get the funding they need? Where are these women's groups?
They're Democrats.
You have one man, he was in a female weightlifting contest.
Crazy.
They had to disqualify him because he still had his penis.
Well, the thing about it.
He said he was transgender. I'm sorry, Barbara, but I wonder if some males who are not good at competing with other males are claiming to be transgender so they can compete against women, and they know they're stronger than women.
I'm of the persuasion that most of those women involved with the women's rights and all of that are Democrats. Mm. And the Democrats put their seal of approval on things like this. They put their seal of approval on men going into the women's restroom.
Right.
They have become immoral. That's why they ignore the Constitution. That's why I read that from James Adams. I mean, it explains everything. Our role now should not be just to sit back and say someone else will do it. Mm-hmm. We need to fight them on every level. We need to stand up for what is right and not be ashamed for believing in the founding of this country.
973-925-4559. 973-925-4559. Please tell your family, friends, whomever, if you're enjoying the show. Barbara can be reached at www.BarbaraFromHarlem.com. Before time runs out on us, I just want to wish you all, whoever celebrates Halloween, have a great Halloween. Be safe. Check the candy, because some people are ruthless, not all. And next week, next Sunday, we will be in Massachusetts, Randolph, Massachusetts, at the elegant, wonderful, gracious Lombardo's. The food is going to be fantastic. There are going to be drinks. Only $60. You cannot beat it. The event is called The Spirit of America. You will meet the lovely Barbara from Harlem. She will be signing her books. You will meet the powerful, smart, and he's also a Fox News contributor, Corey Lewandowski, Trump campaign manager 2016, and Jim Lyons, GOP chair.
Amen.
Massachusetts.
I wanted to get this in also. This is by Thomas Jefferson. We in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
Wow.
By Thomas Jefferson. This is not the time for us to be silent. This is the time to arise, because we have been silent too long.
Absolutely. We just had one of our listeners, Dennis, he just contacted me through Twitter and is telling me the boy, he doesn't want to be a girl, and that his mother should not. I'm going to quote our listener. I just heard about the 7-year-old boy. He does not want to be a girl. When he's with his father, he is a boy. He is only trying to please his crazy evil mother. From Dennis of Massachusetts. I told
you. That's why she does not she does not need to have custody or control of that child. She is a danger.
Absolutely. And again, if you can't call in, just text us. You can text us or contact us through Twitter. I'm at TrustGod7733. TrustGod7733. Barbara on Twitter is Barbara FM. That stands for From Harlem. Barbara FM From Harlem. So you can send us messages, DM, direct messages through Twitter if you're not able to call in. I want to go back to the impeachment. Thanks, Dennis. I like the fact that the House Republicans stormed the House. The bunkers in the basement of the Capitol is where Representative Adam Schiff is holding secret meetings. Now, we're talking about potentially removing, it will not happen, ladies and gentlemen, but we're talking about potentially removing the President of the United States, and these hearings are done in secret. That is not constitutional. That is not how we do things in the United States. The President is an American citizen, and he deserves due process under Section 6 of the Constitution, the Due Process Clause. This is very important. Bill Clinton received due process. Richard Nixon, from what I understand, received due process. So what they're trying to do is have this secret hearing. And one thing Donald Trump, President Trump, is doing on Twitter, and he cracks me up. He keeps, you know, periodically he's tweeting out, where's the whistleblower? It's a succinct tweet, but it's a very important tweet, because this whole impeachment, quote, air quotes, because it's not really official, this whole impeachment inquiry was triggered by the whistleblower. And I heard
by the failure of the Russian hoax.
Absolutely.
That's it, too.
But they use the pretense of the whistleblower and the call.
It's all a lie.
Ukraine.
It's all a lie. It's all a lie.
Now they're saying they don't need the whistleblower.
They have
so
nothing.
So this is BS. And I want to go back to what you said earlier. This is important. I've heard Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, other Trumpers say, well, Trump has committed impeachable acts.
And I've never named anything.
He's committed crimes, according to AOC. But I want the host of these shows to ask AOC, ask Joe Biden, what crimes? What are the impeachable acts? Please ask.
They have nothing. They have nothing, and they're a waste of time. You know, we just need to stop them and you know, stop them from this insanity. I just wanted to mention before we left that, before we got off air, that there is an ad that was put up in Times Square in New York, and it was purchased by Stand for Something campaign. This is a despicable picture of our president laying down and someone with their foot on his throat. Now, this is how vile, vicious, wicked, and dark the left is. So it's no time for us to be silent. It's no time for us to say, well, somebody else will do it. No, it's time.
Exactly.
For those of us who, number one, love justice. And you know, when the Constitution was signed, you know, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. Mm-hmm. You cannot sit down or sit on the sidelines and let things like this go on. We need to raise our voices, let those know, let everyone know that we want people of character in our government. We're tired of the corruption. We're tired of the side deals. We're tired of people going into politics just to get rich. And you know, and another thing about this impeachment, it's to divert our attention from the fact that Hunter Biden got money from the Ukraine, from China, and also I think it was Pelosi, some relative, and Romney's business partner.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
They go into politics to line their pockets, mm-hmm. Period. We have a president whose pockets were already lined before he went into politics.
Exactly.
So he can't be bought.
Right.
They can't buy him. And that's another sore spot in their agenda. But they want to divert our attention. But this in Times Square is despicable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are the things that we need to focus on. Our educational system run by basically liberals.
Yes.
Even higher education.
Yes, absolutely.
In my book, I talk about the college that I graduated from in 2006, which was nothing but not an institution for higher learning. It was an institution for more propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was, because from one class to another class to another class, propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. How you've been oppressed in America. America this, America that. Nothing positive about the country that allowed these people to get taxpayers' money. But what they spend their time doing is brainwashing the minority students that I went to school with. And I know it happens in predominantly white institutions, because we wouldn't see them sitting down there during the sit-in or whatever they had. What was that called many years ago?
Yeah, I forgot. Something Wall Street. But
Wall Street. You wouldn't have seen so many college students appear to be college students at the Bernie Sanders, A.O. Crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, Michael Moore.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have seen so many of them. So we need to focus on our educational system. Even in our churches have been infected. I have a section in my book in reference to church-going Democrats.
Yeah. It's chapter 11, and
absolutely.
It's a very good chapter in the book.
Yeah, and it's a true chapter because I am an ordained minister also.
Right. It's really a good chapter in her book entitled Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. If you can't remember the title, whichever online service you go to, whether it's Simon & Schuster, Amazon, you just type in Barbara.
Absolutely, and it'll come
Barbara.
Up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but that ad is despicable.
Right, exactly.
And what I got this from the Washington, what is it? Washington Times.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to mention, too, I want to talk for a minute or two about LeBron James.
Oh, my goodness.
On Twitter, his handle is King. Now, that tells you a lot about LeBron James.
Insecure.
The only king really is Jesus of Nazareth. But LeBron, let's talk about LeBron. LeBron, very briefly, let me talk about him very briefly. Broken home, his mother had him at age 16, around there.
Absolutely. Father disappeared.
He's not well educated. All he does is play basketball.
Bounce a ball.
He's not discovering the cure to cancer. He's not saving lives. He doesn't represent anyone who's on death row. He doesn't serve in the military where he's putting his life on the line. He's not a first responder. So he plays ball.
That's it.
And he
That's
thinks
it.
He's superior to other people.
Yes.
LeBron James, to me, is like a lot of black people, a lot of black men come from broken homes. They're hurt.
They're broken.
They're angry. And what they do is they project it onto white people.
In America.
They projected on the white people, Asian people, Hispanic people, on America in general. Now, LeBron was very off-key when he did not want the NBA, I forget his name, coach, to mention about the Hong Kong protesters who are fighting for freedom from China. And he has a business deal going on in China. So he's okay with the Chinese being communists, with them imprisoning Muslims.
And killing Christians.
Killing Christians. But he barks and he hates America. When they were playing the anthem before the game the other night, he walked off the court like a spoiled brat. LeBron James is almost like that king. And what was that book? In Daniel, where for 7 years he was on
Nebuchadnezzar.
Thank you, Barbara. He was on his four feet, like an animal. God will humble LeBron, and I would just urge him to be very careful. This country gave him everything. This country has blessed LeBron and millions of black people who would not have an opportunity anywhere else. And I'm very embarrassed, honestly. That was my emotion when I saw LeBron James. I'm tired of ungrateful black people. Seriously.
I just saw ugliness personified, because America has been very good to him. It's not America's fault that your mother, got pregnant at 16 and your father abandoned, just disappeared. And, he had a rough life coming up. But thank God, by the grace of God, and because he was in America, he's a millionaire.
Multi-millionaire.
He didn't invent anything.
Correct.
You know, he didn't discover anything.
Right.
You know, he just bounces a ball.
Right.
Excuse me. And puts it in the basket.
Right.
That's it. But he's a total American disgrace. Now, it shows an ingrateful spirit. He's
exactly.
An ingrate.
Now, I'm sorry, Barbara.
Can I just say this? Okay, go right ahead.
Before I forget, I'm sorry.
Yes, go right ahead.
Compare him to Michael Jordan, who is really one of the greatest basketball players ever. Michael Jordan has never behaved this way. But the difference is Michael Jordan was raised by his mother and his father, who taught him values.
And you know who's even nice? Shaq, I think.
Yes. He's from Newark. She's from Newark.
All right.
Shaq is from Shaquille O'Neal.
And unfortunately, in our condolences, his sister just recently passed.
Really? Okay.
I just read it. His sister, 40 years old. But he seems like he's a decent person with morals. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference if you have morals. See, LeBron doesn't even realize how damaged he is.
Yes.
You know, America didn't cause your father to leave your mother.
Exactly.
America did not cause that. Racism, you know, and these people keep talking about racism. Did they ever pick any cotton? No. Did they ever see those signs that said colored and white? No. Did they ever experience Jim Crow at all? No. Were they ever denied a dollar because they were black? No. Mm-hmm. All of this is a figment of the imagination, unresolved anger from a tattered and a shattered childhood and no father. Don't blame America. We're getting ready to sign off the air. We thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, next Saturday we'll be in Boston, but tune in to
Our Urban Story.
God bless you and God bless America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DGVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DGVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.